NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story.
Liftoff, and the clock has started.
We have commit and we have liftoff at 2:13.
It's one of the most familiar sounds of the 20th century. It may even be what our century is remembered for. It began in the spring of 1961 with Alan Shepard's 15-minute suborbital hop into the Atlantic Ocean. Now, more than 30 years later, the U.S. space program is about to mark a milestone. This summer's flight of Space Shuttle Discovery on a mission to deliver a NASA tracking satellite into Earth orbit will be the 100th U.S. space flight. Over the years, there have been many moments of drama and wonder, including John Glenn's first orbital flight on Friendship 7 in 1962.
Godspeed, John Glenn.
Roger, zero-G, and I feel fine. Capsule is turning around. Oh, that view is tremendous.
Or Ed White's spacewalk on Gemini 4 in 1965, the first time an American ventured out from the safety of a spacecraft to float alone in space.
I've come above the spacecraft. I'm coming back down now. I'm under my own control. This is the greatest experience I've just remembered.
The two-man Gemini flights paved the way for the crowning achievement of the space program's first decade, the Apollo missions to the moon. On a warm July day in 1969, Neil Armstrong took a step that humans had been dreaming about for centuries. Before Apollo ended, 11 more astronauts would walk on the moon. Gene Cernan's words on leaving the lunar surface in December 1972 were every bit as poetic as Armstrong's had been on arriving.
And as we leave the moon and Taurus Littoral, we leave as we came, and God willing, as we shall return, with peace and in hope for all mankind. Godspeed to crew of Apollo 17.
After the lunar landings came another challenge, learning to live in space for weeks at a time on board Skylab, America's first space station. The Apollo-Soyuz mission followed in 1975. For the first time, Russian cosmonauts met U.S. astronauts in orbit, and both sides celebrated the handshake in space.
Glad to see you.
Very, very happy to see you. This is the Soyuz and the United States.
At that point, the space program switched gears. The new focus was on making space exploration routine and businesslike, with a new kind of vehicle that could travel into orbit again and again. The space shuttle's first flight in 1981 was the fifth for veteran astronaut John Young, but only the first for his enthusiastic co-pilot, Robert Crippen.
Okay, we read you loud and clear. Well, if you hadn't changed any, it's really something else.
I tell you, John had been telling me about him for 3 years, but ain't no way you can describe it. It's hard to get my head in the cockpit here and do my procedures.
Of the 100 U.S. space flights to date, 70 have been on board that reusable shuttle, which has delivered scores of people and spacecraft to orbit and brought them back again. But the shuttle's most important work is yet to come. In cooperation with its international partners, the U.S. is building a place for it to travel to, an orbiting space station. A critical first step will be this summer's docking of Shuttle Atlantis with the Russian Mir station. Astronaut Greg Harbaugh, who will fly on that 101st U.S. space mission, is already thinking ahead to where the next 100 flights and the 100 after that will take us.
What this is all about is about going to Mars. And the space station Mir and International Space Station Alpha are very important steps along the path, but the path leads to Mars.
This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Tebow.